This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And the other interesting thing recently about Indonesia has been their plan to build a new capital city from scratch in East Kalimantan. And this has sent real estate developers scrambling for land in the vicinity of the proposed city, trying to get in ahead of the curve there.
That's right. So according to the Association of Indonesia Real Estate Company, this has already started to push up land prices there. And, so President Joko Widodo is being asked in this industry body is asking the president to take steps to rein in those seeking to profit from those soaring land demand in Kalimantan. So its chairman, Soleiman Somawinata, said that the government should secure land and sell it to private builders for a reasonable price.
Yeah, I think that absolutely makes sense because you're literally starting with a clean slate, and we know that Kalimantan is where one of the biggest rainforests are as well. We need to preserve some of that. But however, the government controls about 180,000 hectares of land in the area. So they're in a position to actually control that. That's about triple the size of Jakarta, just to put it in perspective.
So construction of the new city is expected to start by end 2020 and relocation in phases from 2024. So for more on the move from Jakarta to Kalimantan, we have on the line with us Alden Iswanto, analyst at KRA Group, to give us some insight on how this is going to impact both Indonesia and Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, Alden. So how are Indonesians reacting to it? Are they happy about the move?
So public opinion is currently split. Some welcome the news as a strong signal of the de-Javanization of Indonesia's economy and development. But actually, for most Jakartans, there are strong concerns that the move may not necessarily help to improve the conditions in Jakarta that is currently plagued by heavy air pollution and also overcrowded. For instance, about less than 500,000 Jakarta-based civil servants are expected to move, compared to 30 million people in the greater Jakarta region. So unless the government implements additional measures, Jakarta will still be plagued by the same problem before the capital is moved, actually.
And can you actually detail for us the extent of the timeline and the cost, as well as how viable this whole project is?
It appears that the government is really trying to speed things up. Construction is targeted to begin between late 2020 and early 2021, and government offices are targeted to start relocating to the new site in 2024. The project itself will cost about $33 billion, in which 20% will be financed by the state budget, and the rest through PPPs. This is the problem. Is that there are some factors worth noting over the state's financial ability. Tax revenues recently has yet to reach its target, and Indonesia's financial markets are still vulnerable to external factors like dropping commodity prices and, of course, the ongoing trade war. So there are still questions over the state's ability to cover 20% of the project itself. And also, the $33 billion set for the move is actually almost equivalent to the country's annual infrastructure spend. The cost will be a burden and will reduce the state's ability to actually funnel additional resources available for non-infrastructure needs, even though President Jokowi has said that he is trying to improve Indonesia's human resources for his second term. But with the whole capital relocation project, it actually has a heavy burden on the budget itself.
So this new capital is going to be in Borneo and nearby Sabah and Sarawak. So how does this move affect Malaysia?
So both Sabah and Sarawak could potentially reap the economic and maybe socio-cultural benefits of, you know, sharing the same island and being in the close proximity of the new capital of Indonesia. And we can also expect cities like Balikpapan and Samarinda to grow into new economic centers that Malaysian businesses can tap into. And of course, this is also an opportunity for Malaysian businesses to invest and take part in the construction project. Because we have to remember that 80% of the $33 billion project is actually up for private-public partnerships.
Thank you so much, Alden. And that was Alden Iswanto, analyst at the KRA Group, telling us more about the move from Jakarta to Kalimantan in terms of the Indonesian capital. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.